pheasant shooting? Is it just a harmless bit of fun?
Undercover footage of pigs at a Devon farm prompts a call for legal action.
A 13-year-old boy is arrested during a protest over vegan milk options at Starbucks.
Wildlife crime, trapped birds and law-breaking restaurants.
Anyway, that's enough of the falafel. I'm Julie.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Kate, and this is episode 49 of Vegan Week. Welcome everyone to the show.
Yes, we're here to look at the week's vegan news, getting clued up on what's going on for animals, sharing the victories for animal rights, and where we can, looking at ways to respond to some of the not good news stories.
Yes, before we proceed any further though, quick shout out to our lovely partners, Fire and Flow Coffee. They are a 100% vegan company. They specialise in coffee and tea. They are at fireandflowcoffee.co.uk, and all of our listeners get 10% off when using their webshop, so long as you enter the code FALAFEL10, so that's the word falafel, and then 1 and a 0, at the checkout.
Right, that's enough of the falafel. Let's hear what's been going on in this week's news.
So we're going to mention about a dozen or so stories, and then we'll talk about a few of them in a bit more detail.
Okay, so as always, we're going to start off with news that is affecting animals right now. This first one really shocked me. We got it from the Animal Reader, brilliant website if you've not checked it out, theanimalreader.com. And they're reporting that basically a lot of horrid things are happening to birds in Cyprus. Huge amounts of birds are being killed. They've reported on there at least 435,000 birds were killed by hunters in Cyprus just in autumn last year. And this data has come from Britain's RSPB, BirdLife Cyprus and the Committee Against Bird Slaughter. The number is higher, 90,000 higher than figures from autumn the previous year, so 2022. Conservation groups have described how illegal bird trapping, it's a demand-driven wildlife crime. So it's driven by law-breaking restaurants saying, we want these birds as a delicacy on our menu. And that is what's triggering it. But really, really horrid. At least 157 bird species, such as owls, kestrels and cuckoos, have also been randomly trapped. So really sad news there. Potentially good news for birds, however, is that in the UK, poultry giant Bernard Matthews have confirmed that they are closing their Norfolk plant after almost 7 decades in operation. Obviously, the demand, we would imagine, would be soaked up by another poultry provider. So it's not a straight off bit of good news, but perhaps a little victory that Bernard Matthews are shutting their great Witchingham plant in Norfolk that's been there since 1955. And that's despite the fact that they've had investment and efforts to secure more business, a spokesperson for the company has said. So maybe we can take that as a little victory. I don't know. Moving on to more British news, Farming UK have reported this week that the overall pig herd in England fell by 10% in 2023, following a huge contraction of the breeding herd in 2022. So fewer pigs being killed in this country, at least for food. The total number of pigs in England fell to 3.3 million in December 2023, which is still obviously an awful lot of pigs needlessly losing their lives. And finally, another one from Farming UK. Bit of good news, it seems like. Wildlife crime laws are being enforced to a degree. Well, there's one instance of it anyway. So hare coursers who were committing crimes on private farmland in East Cleveland, so that's the northeast of England, isn't it, I think, they were caught red-handed by police using a drone. How clever. Three males were caught and later detained by officers. This is a new bit of legislation, according to the story, makes it an offence to go equipped for, search for, or pursue hares with dogs, and an offence to trespass with intent to search for or pursue hares with dogs. And this, I don't think this case has been brought before a judge yet, but this legislation has been recently used and two individuals were fined £6,000 for breaching that. So slight cause for optimism there that wildlife crimes are being pursued in some cases, though not all, as we know.
Okay, thanks, Ant. So business and lifestyle section now. We have the news that a 300-capacity theatre is opening near Canterbury in Kent, and it will be the first ever in the UK to allow only vegan food. It's being set up and it's not actually open yet, and those running the venue have said that they do not want to preach about veganism or put visitors off attending when it opens next month. But anything eaten or consumed there must be vegan, a rule that also applies to anyone renting the site. There's a good quote from Councillor Thompson, a vegan of 22 years, who's one of the people behind it. He says, "We need to reduce cruelty and industrial agriculture. What we should be moving towards is an organic and non-cruel system that would free up land for food production."
Well in, Councillor Thompson. Whee!
Yay! I think that's great on a mainstream website. So
yeah.
We also have from plantbasednews.org, we have a festival called Vegandale, which I personally haven't heard of before. It's coming to the UK this summer from North America, where it's been very, very successful. And they are having two events, one in Manchester and one in London. They claim that their mission is to achieve world vegan domination. Yay! It attracts already 100,000 people every year, and it's famous for its food and live music. I had a quick look to see who's there, and I'm afraid, as an old fogey, I hadn't heard of any of the performers at all. I'm sure other people will have, but they have. They're going to have American and UK food vendors there. So the Manchester event is on Saturday, July the 6th, just one day. And the London event is being held over 2 days at Clapham Common, July the 13th and Sunday, July the 14th. Early bird tickets are available for both locations to buy now. So have a look in our show notes, and there should be a link, I do believe, Anthony.
There will.
Hooray! Next story we have appeared in the Wakefield Express, and apparently in Pontefract there has been a new store opening called Wild and Wood, and they specialise in vegan skincare. Apparently they have been working away online, and now they're in a good place and been able to open a shop. Apparently they've had queues of people waiting to get in there on their first day. So huge good luck to them in Penarth times. We also have news of a new vegan company opening up. It's called the Heavenly Vegan Coffee Cafe. And it's in the High Street of Barry, which is a touristy town. And it's being opened by a mother and her daughter. Let's wish them enormous good luck as well. New vegan cafe, absolutely fantastic. And from our friends at veganomist.com, they are reporting on a survey that's been conducted in Germany by YouGov and the think tank Good Food Institute Europe. And here are a few numbers from that survey. So they actually interviewed 2,105 people aged 18 or over as part of a representative sample of the German population. 58% of them said they considered that they eat too many animal products. 49%, so nearly half, think more alternatives to meat, fish and eggs and dairy products should be available. 46% of respondents indicated a desire to reduce their consumption of animal products over the next 2 years, so that's also nearly half. 30% said they wanted to consume more plant-based meat. 27% of them showed interest in buying plant-based milk. Respondents under 35 and those considering themselves flexitarians showed even higher interest in consuming plant-based alternatives. Interestingly, despite the heavy anti-publicity for cultivated meat products, 47%, so nearly half again, expressed willingness to try them. 66% of respondents said Germany should produce cultivated meat to benefit the country's economy. So there they are, they want to get ahead of the game, which is fantastic. So yeah, I think this is great news, and altogether it has the potential to make the biggest difference to the number of animals farmed for so-called food.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you. I just want to say as well that in Singapore they're making protein from carbon dioxide.
Wow.
Literally making food out of thin air.
Wow.
And they've been doing it for a while now.
What? Is that a joke? I don't understand.
No, it's not a joke.
Wow. How do you do that?
I don't know. Don't ask me, I'm not a scientist. I'm on their mailing list, though.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I've liked them on Facebook. I'm sure because I'm liking them on Facebook, their idea will go worldwide.
Yeah.
No, it's in that book. It's in that book. And anyway, we'll talk about that another episode.
I was going to say, is it to do with fermented food?
Slightly, yes. I don't know the science of it. But yes, you're right.
I mean, similar it sounds process. To me like they should get near the sort of PR and marketing parts of the meat and dairy industry because they talk a lot of hot air. So there could be all sorts of protein created.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm going to mute myself now after that comment. Hitting the mute button.
You're so right. Anyway, in campaign news, vegan protesters have demonstrated outside the RSPCA headquarters in West Sussex over RSPCA assured status of abattoirs using CO2 gas to stun animals before slaughter. Their placards read things like RSPCA is the meat industry and pigs are people. It will come as no surprise to a lot of people that the person behind this and sort of heading up this protest was Joey Carbstrong on the back of his recent documentary Pignorant. So yeah, he was down there with the loudhailer and everything like that. He's not the first to demonstrate outside the RSPCA. They get a lot of that down there, and rightly so. I would say, though, that they claim to be an animal welfare charity. That's what they are. They don't say they're animal rights and they don't pretend to be vegan or about animal rights at all. They are about animal welfareism, which we all know is about human need and assuaging human guilt, etc. It's not to do with animals' well-being at all, ultimately. Anyway, as if we didn't know that already, a spokesperson from the RSPCA has come back with this statement. It's difficult to think about the killing of farmed animals, and it is critical that this process is as humane as possible. Well, good luck with that, I would say. We share the concerns about using CO2 gas, and our welfare standards have requirements which reduce the negative experience for the animals involved.
I mean, really, unless you're going to prevent them being killed, I don't know how much reducing the negative experience.
I really don't know how that is possible at all. I think some people think that the gas that is used to stun these animals is not designed to kill them. It's designed to stun them before they are slaughtered. The protesters got that one a wee bit muddled in the video, I noticed. But I think perhaps Joe Public thinks that the gas that is administered to these animals, if they think about it at all, I don't know if they do, they're maybe assuming it's a bit like when you're going for surgery and you are given anaesthetic gases and you drift off to sleep. It's not like that. That's not what happens. They are gassed with CO2 and they are burned by it and it's agony for them. So that's the bit that Joey is trying to highlight, I think, because I was a bit confused about, well, what did you think happened in an abattoir, Joey? But it's that part of it. Just the fact that it is not in any way a kind of just getting them to go to sleep so that they can be killed painlessly. It's actually probably just as painful as stabbing them with a knife.
Yeah.
So There we go. Good on them for demonstrating and raising awareness. Hopefully the RSPCA will listen. I don't think they'll ever change their remit, but who knows? Moving on. A project to build a massive facility in Georgia, USA, where monkeys would be bred for vivisection laboratories, faces increasingly strong opposition from local residents. They've now filed a lawsuit, and their objections include, as well as the ethical side of this, they've highlighted public safety and the environment, which I know in the UK is what usually gets these things rejected. It's nothing to do with animal rights. It's also alleged that local officials held an illegal meeting where they approved a 20-year tax abatement scheme worth over $58 million to encourage the construction of this facility. Local officials have not responded to requests for comment on this lawsuit. The company concerned is ironically called Safer Human Medicine Incorporated, and it would have 30,000 monkeys held there at any one time. It's PETA who's leading the campaign against this. And you can actually go on their website, not their UK one, their US one, I suppose it must be. And you can register your opposition there.
And just to say that the link that we will put in the show notes for this story, if you scroll down, there is the call to action there that you can click on. So it's quite easy to follow.
Fab. Great. I do like a call to action. Undercover footage of pigs at a factory farm in Devon shows what's been described as unimaginable suffering, and it's prompted calls for legal action against the owners. The farm's thought to have about 12,000 pigs on it, and the film crew witnessed cannibalism, untreated wounds, great big hernias, and cramped and filthy conditions at Cross Farm in Holsworthy in Devon, which is owned by W.G. Watkins and Son. Solicitors firm Advocates for Animals, which is the only UK solicitor for animal rights, has sent a letter of complaint to Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards, alleging severe potential breaches of the law at the farm, which is part of the Red Tractor Scheme, which calls itself the flagship logo of British food and farming. So if that's the best, I don't want to see the worst. So yeah, more on that later. Finally, a wee 13-year-old boy called Evan has been arrested during a peaceful, organised PETA protest over the higher price for vegan milk options at a Starbucks store in Orange County. He was there with his pregnant mum and stepfather, and he allegedly refused to leave the premises when asked to do so by a police officer. Despite his mum pleading with the authorities, the video footage shows him being grabbed and handcuffed and taken away into custody.
Hey everyone, hope you've been enjoying this week's Vegan Week so far, listening to all the news headlines that we've had to cover. We're going to pause the show here, we're going to end this episode right now, because our discussion went on quite a bit and it took the total runtime of the episode to well over an hour. So we're going to end this episode here, part one. Check your podcast feed tomorrow. You're going to have part two. Double the fun this week. I know, we spoil you, don't we? Anyway, thanks for bearing with us. Hope you've enjoyed the first half. Tune in tomorrow to get the second half. Bye-bye for now.